broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast form. Man, it's just amazing. It's already November the 30th, folks, which means what? December 1st, tomorrow, Friday? Wow! Christmas is coming up, baby. We're going to crank up the Christmas music. We're going to start celebrating. Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful for God, family, and country. And we go right into Christmas. The whole purpose, the reason for the season, it is about the birth. And I would say the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, some people say Jesus, his birthday is in April. I agree. It's not in December. Some people say, well, that's the resurrection, Easter, Sam, that we celebrate that. I celebrate it all the time. The central mission in God's plan is Jesus Christ coming to earth, showing us the better way, living a sinless, perfect life, being born of a Virgin Mary, living a perfect, sinless life, teaching the disciples and spreading the gospel of Christ and teaching us a better way to live, and then sacrificing his life so that we can all have justice tempered with mercy. It's called the Great Atonement, ladies and gentlemen. He died. He sealed his fate. His fate's eternal life because he had the power of resurrection that none of us have. But he gave that to us as a gift. We can be resurrected, ladies and gentlemen. We can live again because of him. Oh, yeah, what an incredible doctrine at the center of my beliefs. That's why it's about God, family, and country. And Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, let's make no mistake, is the author of our liberty. So you know what? Liberty is tied directly to Christ, tied directly to God. Family is the fundamental unit of society and directly tied to liberty as well. That's right, because it's God-ordained fundamental unit of society. Society is no stronger than its families, folks. That's why it's God, family, and country in that order. And I spend my life, ladies and gentlemen, from the second I wake up, I kneel down and pray to God Almighty and ask him for guidance of what I ought to do, where I should spend my time, what I should work on. I say, God, I'm in your hands. I'm your servant. I'm on your errand. Lord, what would you have me do? Please give me guidance. Please give me revelation. Please give me inspiration. Please give me direction. Please put me on your errand. I dedicate my radio broadcast to thee. And I do all that because I need his direction and guidance. I can't do it alone. I'm just a mere redneck guy with a lot of mistakes in my life. But I know God can make more of me than I can. I'll tell you that right now. And I know that I believe in the principles of faith. That's trust in God, right? Faith made whole by action. Faith is an action word. That leads me to repentance, and I try to repent and change and do better all the time. I was baptized by immersion for the remission of my sins. And then I've done my very best to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and use that companion as a guide to bless me in my life, to give me this direction I speak of, and to speak out nobly, boldly, independently in defense of the principles of liberty. This show is about liberty. This show is about America, but this show is also about family. This show is also about God and the God-ordained family. All right, this show is critically unique in that it, you know, they always say to me, Sam, are you a secular or a Christian show? Are you a for-profit or a non-profit group? As if there's some difference there. Well, in the government laws, there is a difference. If you're for profit, you make money. If you're for non-profit, you have a ton of different rules and guidelines and regulations and government mandates and edicts and all kinds of paperwork and hoops to jump through and wow, right? If you're a public, you know, for-profit radio station, you can do commercials. I can say, listen, my buddies over at RussCoinAndGift.com are incredible. You got to go to them. They'll give you a killer deal. Buy your gold and silver from an honest man, Brian Rust. Get it done today. Brian Rust, RussCoinAndGift.com. Go get your silver. Do it now. and I can give you a flat-out clear call to action. But you see, if I'm a nonprofit, if I'm a non-com is what they call them, non-commercial, so to speak, a radio station or some group, then I'm not allowed to do hard pitches like that. Oh, no, there's government rules. See, I can't do a hard sales pitch, but they found ways around it. And so what they do is they use different crafted language to make the same point. They do things like this. This broadcast is underwritten by RustCoinAndGift.com. Their website has educational materials on gold and silver. And they can guide you through the landmines of preserving your wealth. Rust Coin and Gift, your friend and a sponsor. I shouldn't say a sponsor. No, that'd be wrong. No. An underwriter, a supporter, an endowment foundation, or whatever. And they use all these words and they do the same thing they advertise. They just do it different because that fulfills the law, you see. Anyway, I go on a sideways rant. I digress in my commentary, except for the point of this. I don't know what this show is. Is this a non-com show? Well, we're not non-profit. I don't believe in non-profits. You want to know why? Because all they are is 501c3 government-controlled organizations with special privileges and loopholes, all designed to reward the in-crowd and punish the out-crowd. And there's no difference between nonprofit versus making a profit. Some of the most profitable organizations are nonprofit. If you don't believe me, go look at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're supposedly a nonprofit group, but you know what? They have over $730 million. Most of it stored in offshore money, so you can't get at it, and so you can't investigate it, and so that you can't get to the bottom of it. Hopefully Matt Staver and crew over at libertycouncillc.org, our dear buddies, will get to the bottom of that with discovery. But see, that's what I mean. What does nonprofit mean? It's a big old game, just like these PACs. Now we find out the Koch brothers are going to back Nikki Haley with big money. And so are these other multi-billionaire groups, big money, so that they can try to derail the Donald. You got Joe Biden and his PACs, and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and their PACs, and their nonprofit groups that are supposedly for social justice and for all these other, quote, dishonest terms. Right? That's what we're really talking about. Well, folks, this show is for profit. Not because we make a big profit. In fact, we don't make hardly any money. In fact, you know what? For the most part, I spend more money on radio than I make. Over the years, I've probably made a little bit more than I've spent, day in and day out. Because once in a while, I have had some very nice people contribute, donate, that have changed the game in a good way, right? And I'm grateful for that. But I'll give an example. One time I had some folks, my good friend Ted Anderson, he owned a gold company at the time, and he now owns GCN, another radio network. He's a good guy. Anyway, he funded me for a bit, and I got some decent money from that. I also got some money from Joyce Riley, my dear friend, who had an herbal company and sold things at her mall. She did a great job. Now she's passed away. She helped fund me. I had Bert Smith help fund me, who's now passed away as well. I have certain people now today that help fund me, very few, but a couple that are just wonderful. I will not name them because then they'll just be under attack like I am. But they know who they are, and I'm so grateful for them. Without them, this broadcast could not happen. So God bless them all. But there's not very many of us, and it's not a for-profit thing. I make my living in IT. I make my living day-to-day working my guts out, and then I do radio on the side. So I get up at 6 and 7 in the morning and study hard and then do radio. And then throughout the day and in the evenings, I spend my time gathering news and booking guests and doing all that I do for radio. I do have money to bring in that covers some of the expenses, but I fund more of it than I make for the most part. Day in and day out, I don't think I've lost a lot of money, but I certainly haven't gained any money. And if you look at the time that I've put into radio, man, I've lost money big. It's beyond hobby status. I'm one of the top 250 talkers in the nation, and I've done it for 2 and 3 hours a day for more than 25 years. It's way beyond hobby time, baby. And I'm grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. I believe it's my duty. It's my calling from God to be on the radio and talk about God, family, and country, to talk about our freedoms, to talk about who we are, to stand up and be counted for the things that matter, to stand up on moral principle, to stand for the right things and against the wrong things, to highlight the clown show Fox debate between Newsom and DeSantis. What a waste of time. I won't watch it, but I will try to get some tidbits from it. All right, we need to do more. This is a critical issue. We need to do more. California to spend $300 million to clear homeless encampments. James Powell, USA Today. I think he's right on that, by the way. Okay, I don't always hate USA Today or some of these groups. A lot of times they do great stories. In fact, I had another huge story that I want to bring to your attention that relates to this, and I want to tell you what happened. How about Jobs Not Jail? We'll talk about that coming up in seconds. I am the one and only Sam Bushman on the God-ordained, unique Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. So last hour, I ended on a story with Brian Rust and Kelly Finnegan talking about the economy, the Honest Money Report, always. RustKoenigif.com every Thursday on your radio. But there's a headline that says, we need to do more. California to send $300 million to clear homeless encampments. USA Today with the article. James Powell wrote the article. And, you know, a lot of times the mainstream press does some good, folks. Not always. They attack me a lot, and shame on them when they do. But you know what? There's a lot of times they do good. And I'm not the guy that attacks them all the time. I just don't believe in it. It's against my religion. When they do right, I want to promote them as doing right. And when they do wrong, I want to promote them as doing wrong and say they're doing wrong. I want to call good good and evil evil. I want to make popular that which is good, and I want to make unpopular that which is evil and wrong. And I want to do it based on principle every time. I don't have friends and I don't have foes in the political discussions that I bring up. I have truth and I have error as my guide. And am I perfectly engaged in the truth? No, I'm human too, folks. Christ is the only one that had absolute truth. I do my best to follow him, and I do my best to advocate for truth, but I'm fallible. Okay? I'm not a prophet of God. I'm a disciple of Christ is what I am. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm not one of the 12 disciples or one of the 12 apostles. Don't misunderstand anything I'm saying. I mean disciple in as in followers. I'm a follower of Christ. All right? Anyway, there's a headline from USA Today, in addition to talking about California handing out $300 million to try to get rid of homeless encampments. It's not the right way to go about it, folks. That's a socialism program. It's bogus. It will not work. They can throw billions at it, and we're never going to be better off. It's like the war on drugs. It's an absolute dismal failure. However, USA Today wrote another article that I find absolutely riveting. So valuable, so riveting, so compelling, that I reached out to the author and asked for an interview. And of course she said, no, can't do it. But she did write me back and she was polite. So I'm going to give her credit. She was not rude. She didn't say, anything bad. She said, Sam, I can't do it, but you know what? Thank you for asking. And thank you for being interested in the story. And, you know, I don't know her personal reasons for turning it down. I don't know if she politically just won't do it. If so, that's sad, because I'd be fair and honest and help her the best I could. If she really just can't do it for other reasons that her publication won't let her, or she doesn't have time, or some other legitimate reason, then I understand, Miss Wise. No problem at all. I think your story's great. I'm going to highlight it and give it credit because it deserves it. See how I don't pick friends or foes in the business, folks? I'd love to interview her. This was published, believe it or not, on Thanksgiving. Isn't that cool? Most people missed it because they don't watch the news on Thanksgiving, but I do, and I did. And here it is. The headline says, Jobs, Not Jail. A judge was sick of sending kids to prison. So he found a better way. Elizabeth Wise, USA Today. Great, in my opinion, article, because it highlights good people doing good things. How she found this story and this case and this judge, I don't know. But I commend her for her reporting and her research. And to you over at Rolling Stone, maybe you ought to get a hold of Elizabeth Wise, and maybe you ought to write a story. You folks over at the IREHR, you folks over at the Southern Poverty Law Center, why don't you partner with me and Elizabeth over at USA Today and other groups, and why don't you help us push towards solutions? Because in this story, I believe, are the seeds of solution. That's why I bring it up. See, I do my best to call a spade every time, right? Salinas, California is where we're talking about. California Superior Court judge, guy's name is John Phillips. He's a hero, in my opinion. He remembers the day 23 years ago. He remembers it like it was yesterday, he says. It's very easy to pull the trigger if you don't have any future, if you don't have any goals, and you don't have anything to look forward to, he points out. All right. Rancho Cito, or Cilo, I guess it is, Rancho Cilo, is a campus in Salinas, California. And they say this model could be expanded to other counties and even to other states. And it's absolutely needed. Said this group, led by a guy, Walt Duflock, I think is how you say his name. Walt Duflock, he's a board member and the president of the Western Growers Association. Things called Rancho Silo Youth Campus in Salinas, California. Now listen. He said we got rid of vocational programs in the United States. Now think about that. We got rid of vocational programs in the United States. But these are solid, well-paying, valuable jobs in our society. See, what we did is we fell for the lie that you got to go to college or you're nobody. Okay, it isn't true. It's a lie. And there's a recomeback or a resurgence or whatever you want to say, a revival of these kind of jobs. Okay, vocational jobs. They used to do apprenticeships back in the day. In fact, I think Ben Franklin was an apprentice. Now listen to this carefully. This is because this is really important to what they say. 96% of their students are Latino, and 69% of students come from families living at poverty level. That's a four-person household earning $19,000 a year, folks. That's what they call the poverty level. Think about that for a minute. So this Rancho Silo campus in Salinas, California, they say this model can be expanded to other counties. It teaches people vocations. 96% of students are Latino, and 69% of them come from families living below the poverty level, a family of four making less than $19,000 a year. The rest are low income. So they might not hit the poverty level, but they're certainly low income. They don't have money. Here's the example they give, folks. This is really heartbreaking. It tugs at your heartstrings, but it's real. That's why I commend this author. A student might say, quote, my dad walked out last night and we're trying to pay the rent. And so the leaders of the school say, how do we expect them to sit in class when they're worried about their families? Gabriela Manzel, she's the lead case manager for the school. That's what she says. Hey, that's what my students are saying. At the ranch, they help you. They don't just expect you to know how to do things. They teach you. They support you. Yeah. Believe it or not, these are people that have attended the school who are speaking out. I guess this lady was being interviewed while she reached out to straighten a table setting. So part of this article, you kind of need pictures to get it. So the point is, this girl's working. She reaches out to straighten a table setting while she's explaining what happens at this campus. And they say, you know what? They reach out. They help you. They teach you. And most of these people, right, they don't know how to deal with these things. Many of them have never sat at a nice table in their entire life, much less know how to set one. Let's come back and talk about this, folks. This is critical. This is solution-oriented. This is Made for Liberty. Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Henry Kissinger is dead at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his Connecticut home. Dave Collins has more on his life.
Kissinger served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. That ceasefire didn't hold, and the Vietnam War ended 2 years later with the fall of Saigon.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas was extended for a seventh day today, minutes before it was set to expire. Both Israel and Hamas also confirmed the extension of the truce. The talks for the release of more hostages will continue, as will the preparations on both sides for the next stage of war. In a televised face-off this week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a red versus blue showdown.
The 90-minute special provides an opportunity for each governor to present their distinct ideologies on a national platform. Moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity, the debate will cover crucial issues such as the economy, inflation, abortion, gun control, immigration, and homelessness. The political heavyweight matchup will unfold on the debate stage in Alpharetta, Georgia, airing on the Fox News channel at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
The NYPD making a handful of arrests last night, several blocks from the annual tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Center. Those arrests were made after a crowd of several hundred pro-Palestinian demonstrators unfurled a large flag and tried to push their way through a police barricade. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're doing a comparison and a contrast, ladies and gentlemen, between two articles put in USA Today. Last hour I mentioned, we need to do more, quote, California, to spend $300 million to clear homeless encampments. James Powell at USA Today. But then there's another incredible article that I got on Thanksgiving Day from USA Today that I believe has the solution. So spending $300 million just to clear out the homeless camps, I don't think that does any good. Where do these people go? What do they do? Where's the services? How do you help them? Well, the answer is you start with the youth, and you give them a chance at life. And that's what this second article does. It's written by Elizabeth Wise, USA Today. Elizabeth Wise wrote it. I asked her for an interview, and she turned me down. I don't know her reasons, but I will give her credit for her article. She does great. And I wish she'd come on and talk more about it because she probably knows more about the subject than I do. She recommended that I contact the school, which I can do. But again, this is what I mean. I just don't have money, folks. I don't have time to follow up on all these different incredible things that we could do. Okay, look, I see. I read the news on Thanksgiving Day. I find this incredible article. I save it. I find the author. It's so good. I contact the author. It takes her till today or last night to get back to me. Then she says, oh, you know, thank you. I can't do it. You know, call the school. Well, I can work on it. But again, you know, I got to try to hunt down the school and find the school and then find somebody else that will talk to me. And then I mean, it's doable. But you know how big my staff is? One. Me. Myself. And I don't know if you call that three people or one, but there you go, right? Don't get me wrong. I have other people that help me with things. I have some people that do social media. I have some people that take care of the archives and run the board and do the show and stuff. I'm not saying I'm alone, and I'm not trying to not give anybody credit. A lot of people deserve credit around me. I've mentioned them as the funders. There's a lot of people that work behind the scenes. I've mentioned Lizzie and Cameron and others from time to time. I've mentioned Jay. I've mentioned different people that have helped me. I don't mean to ignore any of those people. Zach, there's a lot of them. I don't mention their names because I don't want them to be attacked either. See how sad that is? I can't even give them credit without them getting attacked. So I try to take the hits. I try to take the hits all by myself. And then I try to give them credit the best I can behind the scenes. And they know it. And they know who they are. And they know just because I take the attacks, I'm kind of the quarterback, that I don't think myself any more important than they are. We all work together and get this done. But I do want to protect them. I do want to make sure that they don't get unfairly, wrongly drug into things that they didn't necessarily ask for. Very few people know how to punch back like I do. And so anyway, to make a long story short, there are solutions. And we need to do more than throwing $300 million at this. Let's just get everybody out of these homeless encampments. It's a disaster. It isn't going to work. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. But this incredible article written by Elizabeth Wise is the answer. It's at least it's one of them. I don't believe there's a singular answer. And I have been attacked by people who say I don't do enough to help the homeless. Well, that's a lie, too. I do all that I can. And if you only knew how much I really did, you would be shocked. I've worked at companies that deal with outdoor gear, and I've helped build programs that donate product to and sell product at discounts to homeless organizations to help. I do a lot. Now, I'm not trying to overstate what I do. I'm just trying to tell you that I do care and it does matter. This is not just a rambling thing for me. I also interviewed a lady from San Francisco a year or two ago. I don't have that, again, the date in front of me. Maybe Liz or somebody could find it and tell us the date. But I interviewed this lady about this homeless efforts they were making all across the country and how Texas, a city in Texas, was setting the standard on how to get it done. And she was an expert on it. And I interviewed her, and it was a great, great interview for solutions. Anyway, all you got to do is type into Google Liberty Roundtable homeless guest or something like that, and you can probably find the date and the name of the lady. I just, again, if I had a staff that could just do everything, or if I had time to get all this at my fingertips, I just don't have people prepare shows for me when I walk in. I just have to prepare them all by myself. Okay? And I had a guest this hour, and the guest just didn't show up, and so instantly I have to switch gears to a story that I was in the middle of working on, even though it's not quite ready. I'm ready, but the details could be more ready. Does that make any sense? Well, all it takes for a bigger staff to do better at this is more money, which I simply do not have. Nevertheless, it's called Jobs Not Jail. A judge was sick of sending kids to prison, so he came up with a better plan, and boy, howdy did he. And they put together this Rancho Silo School. It's called Rancho Silo Youth Campus in Salinas, California. It's really cool. And they teach people how to live. They teach people life skills. They teach people how to make money. They teach people professions. They help people with life skills and job skills, how to build a resume, how to present yourself in job interviews. They teach people trades. They say this model could be expanded to other counties in California and either other states, and it's very needed. 96% of the students are Hispanic or Latino, they say. Again, I don't mean to mock the difference. I don't know the difference between Hispanic and Latino. Anyway, 96% are Latino, and 69% come from families living below the poverty level, meaning a family of four making less than $19,000. I don't see how they even survive on that, personally. But I will say this. They also say that the rest of them are low income, that they don't have money. But they teach people these trades. They use apprenticeships to really, this is what we used to have in America, and it worked tremendous. Churches and nonprofits and other organizations would get involved. Business owners would get involved. And what would happen is the business owner would get work for cheaper for free, and the person learning would become an apprentice eventually to do their own thing. And they'd basically, yeah, they might work for a year or two or three for free or for very little. But when they got done, they wouldn't have a student debt of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. If you're a physician or any other high level employment, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, they wouldn't have that debt. That work for a limited amount of money to say, hey, I know you got to have room, board, and food. I know you got to survive. So I'll pay you a little wage to survive, but then you're going to learn. But in the end, you're going to owe me nothing and be free to go. It's not slavery. It's not servitude. It's not an indentured servant. It's a voluntary contract that says, hey, you come work for me. I'll teach you the radio business. I'll pay you a very minimal living, survivable wage, and you'll come out of it with knowledge that could get you much higher wage employment because you got a skill now and you don't have any debt associated with it. Which plan's better? See, we've dumped the trades. We've dumped these kind of ideas in America, and we need to return to them. And this incredible article written in USA Today by Elizabeth Wise really highlights this point. This Rancho Silo campus in Salinas, California is doing it. And they say this model could be expanded to other states. It's incredible. It really is. It's amazing. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this topic in just a second because I'll find that homeschool, or I'm sorry, that homeless interview that I did, because I want to tie the two together. No, there was a person that went from homeless to Congress. That's a whole nother story. Yeah, that's another good interview or good discussion that I had. This is a guest interview. So look for the word guest, and then you'll see her name and where she's from, and it's an interview about the homeless. I can find it on the break probably. I just can't type it and focus on finding it and talk at the same time. That's why when I don't have a guest, it's really hard to do all the research because I'm just all by myself, right? Anyway. But I'll get back to it. After the break, I'll find it. But anyway, Kevin McCarthy is speaking out now again. Who wants to hear from the disgraced Kevin McCarthy? Nobody. Send him back to California. Maybe he can help the homeless. But Kevin has some words for the Donald. Kevin McCarthy on Trump. Quote, if his campaign is about, quote, renew, rebuild, and restore, he'll win. If it's about revenge, he'll lose. I agree with Kevin on that, believe it or not. I think Kevin McCarthy is exactly right. Man, I never agree with Kevin McCarthy. But I do when he's right. See how it's all about principle? He's right. We need to talk about winning and solutions and ideas and happiness and prosperity and the way to build and be productive, not just revenge and negative. We can do this together, people. You gonna help us? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I found this interview that I did. Radio Hour Show, it was hour two. It was on 09/02/22. Okay, that's when the show was done. Liberty Roundtable Live. And on the show, I had the guest with me, Mary Thoreau, I guess is how you say it. Thoreau, T-H-E-R-O-U-X, Mary Thoreau. She's chairman and CEO of a group called Independent Institute. And they call it the Power of Independent Thinking, independent.org, and then they have a website called beyondhomeless.org, beyondhomeless.org, okay? And Mary provides real solutions for homelessness, okay? Mary is also the host of a documentary, Beyond Homeless, Finding Hope. Think about that. I love it. Beyond Homeless, Finding Hope. Now, that goes so well with this article, Jobs Not Jail. These people are finding solutions, and that's why they fit perfectly with Liberty Roundtable. All right? We highlighted with Mary the root causes of homelessness. A lot of times it's people don't have life skills. Sadly, they haven't been taught. They don't know how to get a job. They don't know how to dress for success. They don't know how to behave in appropriate settings that can let them develop the contacts. We then talk comprehensive strategies to solve homelessness. We then highlighted the city of San Antonio, Texas. Remember, I told you it was from Texas, and I couldn't remember what city. It was San Antonio. We highlighted the city of San Antonio, Texas, and they called their group called Haven for Hope. It was started with an intense love for others. They say they serve with radical compassion. We serve people with the respect and the dignity that they deserve. Why? Because we're all human. And we remember that all humans fall. And they have to get back up. Right? They fall and they got to get back up again. That's why we never give up. Think about that. Wasn't that what I say, but in different language? I say we're all God's children. Let's act like it. I say, you know what? We need to be kind to everyone. Right? Think about it. We serve people with respect and dignity. They say because we're human. I say because we're God's children. Well, it's the same thing. They say this in the documentary that Mary put together, and the folks in the city of San Antonio that have this program that works, the people living on the streets may be homeless, but they are not hopeless. Let's pull together to get this crisis under control. Those are my show notes for the interview that I did. Okay, back again, LRT show, 9-2, so what, September 2nd, 2022? Man, that's what we do on the radio, folks. Mary Thoreau, I want you to watch the movie as she provides real solutions for homelessness. Mary's also the host of this documentary that I'm talking about, Beyond Homeless, Finding Hope. We highlighted that movie. So this is what I mean by we really care about these issues. And so when I see California just throwing $300 million at it, I go, oh, no, it's not going to go well. When I see a story written by this lady, Elizabeth Wise in USA Today, and she highlights Salinas, California, and this Rancho Silo school they're putting together that teaches people all these skills. And when I realize that these people are poor and what they need is a hand up, not a hand out. And then I think about Donald Trump. If he's about revenge, he'll lose. If he's about building and solutions, he'll win. I want to help Donald with solutions. Donald should partner with this Rancho Silo School. Donald should partner with Vivek Ramaswamy, who's highlighted a lot of this too, about, look, this guy came to America broke, but his family worked hard, and now he's somebody, buddy. Well, think about that. Think about my radio show, Hour 2, September the 2nd, 2022, where I interviewed this Mary lady about her incredible BeyondHomeless.org website and the real solutions for homeless and the documentary that she put together to help people understand Beyond Homeless, Finding Hope, and then highlighting the root causes of homelessness and then talking comprehensive strategies to resolve homeless crisis and then talking about the city of San Antonio that put together a solution that works. Think about all that, folks. That's what Liberty Roundtable Live is and does and who we are and what we're about. You want to know why? Because it's God, family, and country. That's why. We are the children of God, which means we are God's big family. Now, I know you have your family that's your name, like the Bushman family or the Phillips family or the whatever family, right? The McCarthy family, the Joe Biden family, right? The Wise or Elizabeth Wise family. I mean, I get the James Powell family, all these people that I'm talking about. I get they all have families. But we're really the family of God, are we not? We're the offspring of God, says the Bible. We're sons and daughters of God Almighty. Yes, we're the children of Israel, I might add. Oh, boy, does that interest me, because I'm not interested in the divisions. Jacob. Well, Abraham was given covenants, and then Isaac and Jacob, and Jacob was named Israel for the 12 tribes, right? That's us. We can pull together and gather Israel. We can pull together and help the homeless. We can pull together and find ways to help people with jobs, not jail. We can come together and help people with life skills. And it doesn't take a gazillion dollars. You don't just throw money at the problem. You start with love. You start with solutions that work. You highlight the root causes of why people are homeless. You then talk comprehensive strategies to solve homelessness, right? There are ways. You look at people in places that are working. That's why they're looking at the city of San Antonio that has a program that's very successful. And it's not just all money. It's a huge partnership. The Haven for Hope is a business partnership. Businesses are making the difference. giving people jobs. They're teaching people life skills. They're giving people apprenticeships and training. The people living on the streets may be homeless, but they're not hopeless. Now, Cameron brought up while he was helping me look this up. Again, I do have a back-end team that does help. I don't mean to act like they do nothing. He brought up this guy that went from homeless to Congress, right, Cameron? I can't remember that guy's name, but we highlighted that story too. There is upward mobility for these people. There are opportunities. Are we going to act like Jesus Christ and be our brother's keeper, if you will? Love our neighbor as ourselves? Or are we just going to go ahead and descend into, oh man, it's just a horrible problem. Keep their pet city away from me, for heck's sakes. What are we going to do? All right, I got a finishing story that relates. I think it relates in a very weird way, but it relates. It's a gang leader. And I guess this attorney is speaking out for this guy. His, I don't know what you want to call it, gang moniker is Young Thug. And I guess Young Thug has a RICO trial, right? A racketeering trial? Anyway, T1 Mormon wrote the article about this guy. But the attorney says Young Thug that's in this trial now, he's this rapper, this gangster kind of guy. You know how he got his name? Listen up. He never had great guidance as a kid. That's why he's like a hood guy, a gang guy, right? But he grew up and learned some lessons. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I find this interesting. The word thug stands for this: truly humble under God. Yeah, in the day two of the RICO trials when the attorney said this. So Young Thug stands for young, truly humble under God. Now, I hope this rapper, this guy is genuine and serious. I don't know if it's a mockery of God or if it's really real and true. I would like to say that it's real and true. I don't know this person, so I can't really know. And I wouldn't be able to judge their heart anyway. That's something for God, not for me. But if he says Young Thug doesn't mean what you think it means, yeah, it means that because he's from the hood, but it really means truly humble under God. I hope we are all truly humble under God. I hope in that sense we're all thugs. I guess in that sense I'm a thug. I hope to be truly humble under God. Strange way to mix this together. But there you have it. All right, you're saying this homeless guy that went to Congress is named Cam Mack? Oh, Cat Kamak. All right, anyway, so there you have it. Interesting. But think about this thug word, though. I mean, you know, Cameron, it depends on how you define words. We always talk about that, right? Are you a thug? See, Cameron's in the back. You can't hear him talking to me. But are you a thug? According to this definition, I am. It stands for truly humble under God. That's what this rapper says. And I guess in that sense, I'm a thug. And I hope all of us can become thugs. I hope we can all truly become truly humble under God. That's our prayer on this radio program, ladies and gentlemen. And we can help the homeless and we can reach out to God and our neighbors and love one another and realize we're God's children and act like it. We can promote God, family, and country. We can get it all done. And we can come up with these kind of radio programs even if our guests bail on us. How's that? This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We care about this country. We pray to God for guidance and he leads these radio shows. We're just on his errand, okay? Thank God, family, and country. God save the Republic of the United States of America.